Okay. Hey guys, it's Lavin, unsurprisingly, I hope. So I kind of wanted to talk about what's been up with me, where I'm at, what the future's gonna kind of look like for the next probably, I don't know, 3 or 4 months. So that was me setting down my headphones, sorry. I am in a treatment facility, as I've kind of talked about in the past couple updates, and I've had a couple opportunities to like visit home and be able to like not necessarily record, but definitely reply to comments and kind of check in a little bit. So that's kind of where we've been at. Now that I've kind of moved on to like the second half of the program, pretty much, I have freedom. It's like I can't explain too much about it because I don't really want to give anything away for my own safety. But basically, I have my devices from 12 to 8:30 my time, which I've explained in the post. But like, yeah, that's where we're at. So from 12 to 8:30 every day, I'll be around until I move on to the next part of the program, in which I'll have it 24/7. They have cleared me to continue working on Lavin as my work here, which is really, really awesome. But because of the nature of a lot of the people who have been treated here, who are being treated here, and just for like the program's own personal boundaries, I can't record NSFW content, which I've also said in the post, but I feel like people might listen more if it's recorded. So I will be posting a bunch of stuff like this, and kind of talking about my experience. I'm working on putting together something I'm going to call the Flower Bed Podcast. And I already have a bunch of topics put together. I'm thinking about having like guest speakers. I already have a friend of mine who we're gonna do a couple episodes together. I'm also thinking about having a feature on the podcast being a Patreon tier reward. So if there's interest in that, let me know. You know, that would mean just like recording and coordinating and talking about stuff with me and finding a topic we both have in common to speak about, or you know, you can just talk about it and I'll participate in whatever way I can. But that's, you know, when I change the Patreon tiers around a little bit. But yeah, I'm super looking forward to doing all of that. I've got a bunch of PTA stuff in the pipes that's getting ready to be recorded. I have 3 more NSFW posts that I'll post monthly, so that's still a thing. Just know that a lot of my stuff is going to be SFW right now. When I graduate out of the program and whatnot, I'll continue posting the stuff that I've normally posted. So there's the logistics of it. Now, on a more personal note, I guess. I have been feeling so amazing lately. I think that coming here was definitely the best choice for me. And I'm really, really happy that this is, you know, what I've done with my time. I've moved through the first half of the program faster than anybody else before. And I'm hoping to do the same for the second half of it and get out of here by probably July or August. That is the goal. We'll see how that goes. So yeah, I've been doing really, really amazing work in regards to like trauma and self-image and identity and all of that wonderful stuff. It's kind of funny. A lot of the people in treatment actually call me Lavender or Lavin, which is really funny when they all know me by my like real name. So yeah, it's been really, really interesting, kind of experiencing some similar things. But yeah, it's super, super nice to have a microphone in front of me again and be able to like look at my voice and my wavelengths and Audacity as I record. It's like coming home in a really weird way. I sincerely missed recording, and I've talked to a lot of my friends about what I do, and they're so happy for me that I have, you know, this outlet back. So I'm just super, super overjoyed to be able to get back to doing this. It's been really, really strange not having like this outlet to go to and being completely like socially unplugged. So kind of being able to do that again has been really, really positive for me. I'm just super super tired, but also super, super excited about putting out new stuff for you guys. So yeah, I just wanted to check in really quickly. I'm about to record some PTA stuff, and I'm about to record the podcast as well, hopefully. So I will have more stuff for you guys soon, I hope. Let me do this because I haven't done this in a little bit. Holy fuck, thank you for 1,230 something subs. Holy shit. God, I can't even remember what we were at when I took off. I think it was like, we were at like 900. And then like in the 3 months that I've been in treatment, I've had, I don't know, like 400 or not 400, 300 or so subs. Like that's a shit ton. That's like a constant rate of, like 100 per month, which is kind of what we've been at for a while, and that's still super, super incredibly impressive. So thank you guys so much for sticking around and joining the community even though I was away. I don't think you realize how cool that is to be basically radio silent, yeah, for several months, other than just checking in really quickly, and to have more support than, you know, you left off with. That's insane. I never expected that. A little part of me was worried that like a bunch of my fan base was gonna jump ship, and that totally didn't happen. You guys have stuck around and been so wonderful and understanding and supportive throughout this journey for me. I seriously don't know what to say other than thank you. It's fucking incredible, quite frankly. I don't know, I never thought that I would have that kind of audience, you know? God, why am I so tired? It's supposed to be like super energetic. It's been a really, really long day. So I apologize for all of the yawning. But yeah, holy shit. Thank you guys so fucking much. I was gonna do a like raffled audio for 1,000, but seeing as I'm in treatment, it's kind of hard to do that. So after I get out, it'll be like the celebration thing, and I don't know. I will make sure that there's some sort of reward for that. We'll have a raffle for the audio. It'll be a good time. So yeah. That's what's been up with me. Like I said, I'm gonna take off and record some other stuff. Thank you so much for sticking around again. I don't think I can get tired of saying that. Hey, so I had planned on... sorry, I'm messing with the computer. I had like, kind of an ending for this audio in mind, but I noticed in the background there was a lot of interruptions because I have three other roommates right now, and so I decided to scrap, like, the end of that I already had prepared, and record, like, a little bit after, but, now, like, the gain was messed up and, like, the volume was messed up on it, so I had to, like, cut out more, and I was like, okay, let me look for a natural ending, and there wasn't one, so I'm having to record again on a different day, to kind of make a new end for the one audio. The point is, all I really had left to say was like, yeah, I'm gonna be working on some different stuff after this, and that I'm super, super thankful for you guys, and that I can't say that enough, and I don't think I'll ever get tired of saying it, and I'm just super, super incredibly thankful throughout this process to have, you know, all of you guys kind of in my corner cheering me on, whether I can like read those messages or not. Yeah, it's been really, really positive. And I can't wait to post this and continue to talk to you guys. Y'all are amazing.